Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education, and referrals so that you can...
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. And yesterday we were speaking about a gentleman from America by the name of David Albrighton, who led 1 million people to the Lord one-on-one. We are in the series Righteousness and Praise. And today you'll find out what this man did when he had lost a major amount of money by someone who told him to invest in something. He lost it all. And this is what happened, because praise stops the enemy. Praise changes your garments from suffering and pain to a garment of praise, and you enjoy Christ and you get through everything when you praise God, especially in the midst of the trial. Let's pick it up.
And he came and he said to us, he was telling us a story about some minister told him to invest in some kind of something. So he invested and he put a lot of money in. It was some building. I don't even know what it was, but he made this investment. And he lost every cent. And so one day he's griping and complaining to the Lord. And his wife's down the hallway and she's on her own face talking to God. And he's sitting there and he's saying, Lord, why did this happen? Why did you let it happen? How come I serve you all the time? And you've all done it, right? Every one of you done it? Come on, truthfully. But Lord, come on, you all know. You're not going to say anything, I know, but it's all of you. And eventually... God says to him, he's telling us a story. He says, God says, David, get up and praise me.
Oh, no, Lord, I didn't even hear you. That's not if I'm $200,000, what am I going to do?
David, praise me.
Lord, I don't want to.
And he's complaining. He's telling the story, right?
I don't want to do this. I'm $200,000. I'm lost. What are we going to do?
David, God ever call you by your first name? When I hear Gerard, yes, Lord. Actually, I think it's my mother. Yes, Lord. She used to, when I was in trouble, she called me Gerard. And he said, and he shook him. It shook him. He said, get up and praise me now. So he got to his feet like this and he says, praise me, David. Praise me now. So he started singing that old rugged cross.
Oh, the old rugged cross. Jesus.
And God said to him, David, praise me with a praise song.
Lord, I've gone under the old rugged cross.
He said, David. And then David said, okay, Lord. And he started singing, I think it was the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord fills my heart. Da, 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 da. And he started singing. But he started off just, the joy of the Lord gives me strength. Whatever the song is. Well, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. And he started like, down in my heart, I've got the joy. And eventually, after a few minutes, he started saying, I've got the joy, 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 joy. And then it kicked in and he started to dance in his room and spinning, screaming it out, I've got the joy. And he looked down and his wife was doing the same thing. And within a matter of 4 weeks, he got the money back. It was gone. It was lost. He got the money back. I'm telling you, folks, you put on the garments of praise and you turn your mourning into dancing. That guy was mourning the money. I would have too. But God turned that thing around when he put on the garments of praise. And this man loves the Lord. And I was so impressed with that. And I want you to write this down. Praise is the habitual garments of the upright. Make a note of that. Put it on your phone. Do something. Praise is the habitual garments of the upright. And listen, you get clothed with the garments of praise, right? So if we stop praising God, it is as if we are unclothed. Remember the one who wanted to come to the wedding and Jesus said, where's your wedding garments? He says, I don't have any. He said, chuck him out. He walked in there without any clothes. You can't get into the kingdom without the robe of righteousness. You can't go with the bride, with the groom, as the bride, without having the garments. And there's garments of praise. And the Bible tells us, be clothed with Christ. Put Christ on. There's a whole set of clothing for us. How many of you change your clothes every day? Unless you're sick, right? 3 weeks later, phew. Just to make you relax a bit. But seriously, did you change this morning from yesterday's clothes? Thank God. Did you put underarm and shavings, all that stuff? Thank you, Jesus, right? Well, you got change of clothes in the kingdom of heaven. Do you know the one high priest? His name was Joshua, not Joshua, the one who got them into Israel, but the high priest Joshua. He was going before God as a high priest into the temple, and God saw he was filthy. He said, his garments are stained and dirty. And he told the angel, tell Joshua, I'm changing your turban and I'm changing your garments. And he changed all of that, and Joshua became a great high priest. It's in your Bible. There are clothes we're supposed to wear. How about put on the armor of God? Don't you have armor of God? It covers everything. Your helmet, your chest, your heart, your butt, everything. It covers everything. There are things we are supposed to put on. And depending on the circumstances, which clothes am I wearing today? And if the devil's coming in my face, I got the two-edged sword coming out of my mouth. My shield of faith is up. The breastplate of righteousness is boom, boom, you can't get through here. The helmet's on. And this helmet wasn't like the helmet that Goliath had on, where David found a mark, well, the Holy Spirit did, boom, right where he was only showing. Killed him. We've all got clothes we should be putting on for different circumstances. So when you're down, when something's wrong, put on the garments of praise. And praise is always positive. It's never negative. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, praise is comely for the upright. Praise is comely for the upright. That means it's beautiful to God, and we're supposed to be doing it. We are supposed to praise God. So when we come here, it's not about, you know, singing a couple of fast songs and slow songs. It's about coming here and getting into His presence. And sometimes we need to linger longer. Come on. Sometimes we used to have 3-hour services in South Africa with a song, one song, never done before. I was a worship leader, and we had this incredible band, and we'd sing, and we'd just start singing a new song at the end, and it just build up. And the people were so, I've never seen anything like it. And we'd go for a 3-hour time of one song, singing a new song, and you'd look out on the congregation, there's no one standing. They're all on their faces. But yeah, in America, we got used to McDonald's. If I don't get it in 30 seconds, I get it for free. And God doesn't want microwave children of God. He wants crockpot children of God. Yeah. God, come on, feed me now. Bless me now. Do this now. Me and all of you, Lord, I want patience and I want it yesterday. Amen. Don't pray for patience, because they'll give you the opportunity to get patient. Amen? Amen. And so it's comely for the upright. Maybe it'll make us a little better looking. You know, when you're positive, and you have you ever met someone? How you doing? Yeah, okay. we're going to the movie. That's a stupid movie. Well, we're going to go and eat at this restaurant. Oh, I nearly puked when I ate there last time. I know people like, hello, do you know people like that? Do you think God's going, woohoo, look at you? No. So you look better. You sound better. You probably smell better when you praise God. I don't know, something comes out of your spiritual pores and touches lives. You walk past people. I remember they spoke about, I don't know if it was John G. Lake or the other guy, I forget his name now. He was a lawyer at one stage. He'd walk past people and they'd fall. What's that? It's the presence of God coming out of someone. What happens when we lay hands on somebody? It's not me, it's me and God. Laying hands on someone, because He and I are one. And so I lay hands on, and the power of God comes through me, who works with God. It's not me and God, it's me and God. You understand? Not me apart from God, it's me and God, with God, praying. And so that anointing, and so when you're positive and you're prayerful and you love the Lord and you've got a, yes, Lord, we can do this, and things go wrong, you say, yes, Lord, you got this, and you put your faith in Him, something comes out of you and you find people want to be around you. Are there people you avoid? I'll be working with the animal for a long time. I'm getting closer to you. He knew it was coming. There are people that you don't want to be with because they Debbie Downers. I think it's an American saying, isn't it? Debbie Downer? It is? Okay, well, Debbie Downer. And so, praises do not make good complainers. If you're complaining a lot, you better check your heart. Praises do not make good complainers. And complainers do not make good praises. So God wants the righteous to give Him praises, which is a beautiful thing. So I want God always to say, wow, I'm so glad you got up earlier today. I wanted to spend time with you. Do you know God thinks that way? When are you going to get up? Come on, it's already 6 o'clock. Get out of bed. I want time with you. That's God. That's God. You don't believe it? If you've got someone you love and you're not with them, you want to be with them, don't you? God wants to spend time with you. He wants to be with you. He wants to be with you early. But He wants to be with you, whatever happens. And He's saying, come on, come on, come on. I'm saying, Lord, I'm already getting up at 5 o'clock. Come on, come on. He wants to be with me. God wants to be with moi. Are you kidding? He does. And He will. Oh, my God. All right, so there is no negative praise. There is false praise, which is insincere, given with the intention of manipulating, deceiving, or flattering someone without genuine admiration. So you can get that. Some people come up and stand somewhere and they're praising church or big events, whatever, and they're praising God, and you pick up in your spirit, I don't know about that. Some people, because you can see them giving praise to God, He said to the Sadducees and the Pharisees, He said, you stand on those boxes in the marketplace praying repetitive prayers over and over, and you think that moves me. It does not. He said, you've already got your reward because they've seen you, and that's what you want. You want to be seen by the people. He said, if you're going to fast, wash your face, comb your hair, change your clothes. But those guys would walk around like this, not look disheveled and all, you know, like, please go and shower. And they'd walk out like this. Why? Oh, I'm so spiritual, I'm fasting. Yeah, that doesn't move God. It moves people around you maybe, but not God. Amen. God's looking for some sincere, genuine praises. Wow. So I want you to continue. You can come up. I want you to continue growing as a praising saint.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Khoury. Did you know that Christ Family Church is back at our Tradition Town Hall facility on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.? We also do a free weekday life-changing interactive live stream on healing, known as Healing Academy, every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. where we teach and pray for the sick. You can join on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, or our webpage at christfamilychurch.net. You will find us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us online. We would love to meet you. See you there.
Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Do Unto Others. Matthew 7:12 says, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." This simple message from Jesus is more than a childhood lesson. It's the secret to truly enjoying life. As Joyce will share with us today, when we learn to love others like Jesus loves us, we can experience